On this Student Spotlight, kids love playing in the dirt, but can it be harmful? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Francisca Landes, graduate student in Earth and Environmental Sciences at Columbia University, warns danger can be just below their feet.
Have you ever tested the soil in your backyard for lead? Our lab has collected over 1,000 soil samples in New York City and Peru to analyze for the dangerous heavy metal. In many ways, reducing lead poisoning represents a major public health victory. Blood lead levels in the U.S. have continued to drop since the 1970s. However, new studies show that even low levels of exposure can reduce child IQ and learning ability. Children are the most at risk due to their stage of development, and they tend to be the most exposed by ingesting contaminated dust, soil, or even old paint chips when playing on the floor or putting objects in their mouth. Unfortunately, most people don't think to test their soil for lead. Especially in urban or historically industrial areas, soil can have high levels of lead. So what did we find when we tested New York City backyards? Over 80% of the soil samples in the neighborhoods we tested had levels above the federal soil lead hazard standard for bare soil where children play. These were higher than what we found in some mining-impacted communities in Peru, where only 10% of the home samples and 30% of all samples exceeded this limit. What's more, in New York, an astounding 35% of samples had lead levels more than 3 times this limit. Finding high levels of lead in soil is worrisome, but there is something you can do to protect yourself and your children. The best thing to do is to cover the contaminated soil and to ensure that your children can't play in or interact with it. And if your children need a place to dig, consider creating a sandbox. Also, be sure that your children always wash their hands before eating and that they don't stick dusty hands or toys in their mouth. And if you haven't yet, please consider testing your yard for lead.
That was Francisca Landes of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.